It's Saturday, June 13th, 2026. This is the RateHarp Vancouver Market Brief. What's moving in Vancouver? The current state of Vancouver's real estate market is a stark contrast to the frenzy we saw just a couple of years ago. As of June 2026, the 5-year fixed mortgage rate sits at 4.7%, while the 3-year fixed rate is slightly lower at 4.57%. This increase in mortgage rates is impacting buyer sentiment, leading to a noticeable decrease in home sales. According to the latest reports, home sales in the Vancouver area dropped by 3.5% in May, with the condo market particularly lagging behind. The combination of rising rates and a weak labor market is taking its toll as potential buyers reassess their financial situations. With mortgage rates climbing, many buyers find themselves priced out of the market, even as home prices drop. Another factor contributing to the current environment is the perception of Vancouver as impossibly unaffordable. This label is increasingly being applied not just to Vancouver, but also to smaller markets across British Columbia. As prices remain high, even a 20% drop does little to alleviate the pressure felt by many Canadians. It's a tough reality to face for first-time buyers and those looking to upgrade, as the dream of homeownership feels more elusive than ever. In light of these challenges, the market is witnessing an adjustment period. The recent article in the Globe and Mail noted that Vancouver's real estate market is learning to adapt to this new normal, with many sellers forced to reconsider their pricing strategies. The market is no longer driven by the high demand we saw previously, and sellers may need to accept lower offers than they would have just a year ago. This shift is creating opportunities for savvy investors who are willing to navigate the current landscape, what it means locally. The economic indicators paint a clear picture of a market in transition. The Bank of Canada's prime rate is currently at 4.45%, and the stress test rate is set at 6.7%. These figures are crucial for potential buyers as they determine the maximum amount they can borrow. With a high stress test rate and rising mortgage costs, many buyers are left with fewer options. This situation is compounded by a weak labor market, which is further dampening consumer confidence. In Nanaimo, for instance, the real estate market is also reflecting these trends, with reports indicating a slow pace of sales. As Vancouver's housing prices become less attainable, buyers are exploring alternative markets, but even they are feeling the pinch. The ripple effects of Vancouver's pricing are being felt across the province, leading to a widespread sense of uncertainty. For sellers, this environment presents unique challenges. Those who are listing their homes must be prepared for a longer selling period, as buyers are more cautious. The recent court-ordered sales reshaping the Lower Mainland's housing market are a clear example of how desperate some sellers have become. As prices drop, it becomes vital for sellers to understand their local market dynamics and price their homes competitively to attract buyers. As we move forward, it's essential for both buyers and sellers to stay informed about market trends and economic indicators. With the right knowledge, investors can seize opportunities that arise in a shifting market. The current landscape may seem daunting, but with careful navigation, there are still chances to achieve success in Vancouver's real estate scene. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Vancouver's housing market is experiencing significant adjustments with rising mortgage rates and declining sales. Many buyers are feeling priced out of the market despite recent price drops. Sellers must adapt their strategies to attract buyers in a competitive landscape. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.